Welcome to the J.J. Nickton Company In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. On the one to count on for today's news and local information, AM and FM KCII. J.J. Nickton Company, serving the communities of Southeast Iowa for more than 100 years. I'm Nick Pett with KCII News. On today's program, we're talking to Danica Cox with Henry County Conservation about some of their upcoming events this spring and summer. Okay, I am here with Danica Cox, a naturalist for the Henry County Conservation. First of all, thanks for taking a few minutes to chat.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
So I'd like to begin with the Nature Center is scheduled to open in a few weeks. Can you just kind of take me through that opening and anything that residents in Henry County need to know?
Absolutely. So you're right. Our Nature Center is opening on April 15th, and our hours are every Saturday from 9 a.m. to noon. So you guys can stop in whenever you'd like. We do have a new display that we opened up way back in December. So if you've been to the Nature Center before and you have not seen that new display, I definitely recommend you to come out. It is really cool.
And I understand the campgrounds will be opening around that same time?
Yep. So the campgrounds will be opening on April 14th. And any reservations that you'd like to do are all done at mycountyparks.com.
In terms of events going on with Henry County Conservation, there is one in particular, that being your Better Birder Workshop. That's on April 22nd, is that right?
That is correct. So this workshop is part of kind of a series of workshops. So this happens to be the first one. You do not have to sign up for all three if you do not want to. And this workshop is April 27th, and it goes from 8 a.m. to 1:45 p.m. And there are different sessions within this workshop. And so once you register for this, and again, that registration is done at mycountyparks.com. So once you register for this, you can check out the session for the day, and you can kind of pick and choose which ones you want to come to. So if you only want to come to session one, then you only have to come to session one. If you want to come to all of them, great, you can come to all of them. So it's kind of up to you how you want your day to look. It just kind of goes through a couple of different things. And this one is going to be kind of focusing on bird identification. We are going to do a hike in the morning, and we'll have a couple of breaks in between. If you decide you want to stay for the whole thing, that's great. But we do ask that you bring your own lunch. We will have a break for lunch as well. We will also provide a few snacks throughout the day, so you know you don't have to starve the entire time. But it's going to be a lot of fun. And these workshops, it's called Building Better Birders. These workshops are put on by Kelly McKay, who is with the BioEcho Research and Monitoring Center, with assistance from Mark Roberts from Clinton County Conservation, Brian Ritter, and James Weebler from Nahat Marsh Education Center. And the funding for these workshops was provided by the Resource Enhancement and Protection Conservation Education Program. And for more information, you can either go to mycountyparks.com, or you can also visit their website, which is buildingbetterbirders.com as well. This is a free program, but we do require pre-registration so we know how much food to provide as well.
And when should people pre-register by if they want to attend this April 22nd workshop?
So the deadline for that is going to be April 15th by 5 p.m.
All right, great. So Danica, as the weather is getting warmer here in Southeast Iowa and things are starting to open up, are there any other services or things available at Henry County Conservation that you'd like to promote or give people some info about?
Absolutely. As of Saturday, our summer camps have officially gone live on mycountyparks.com. And for those of you living in Henry County, you should have gotten a flyer with your kids that they got from school with all of our camp information on it. So if you want to look at that, if you did not get it or if you're not in Henry County, again, all that information is found online at mycountyparks.com, and that's where you'll register and pay your fees for as well. So they are going fast, so if you are interested in that or your kids are, please sign up quickly because they do fill up quick.
Any other big events that you've got your eye on?
As of right now, we are coming into our busy time of the year. We are going to be doing field trips here before too long. So with that, next month, we've got our Dutch oven cooking, and we also will have an Iowa Prairie program going on as well.
All right. Certainly looking forward to that, as well as the nicer weather for sure. Danica, I appreciate you taking the time. Is there anything else you'd like to add about the world of Henry County Conservation before we wrap up?
You know, since the weather is turning, I do want to kind of put a plug out there to come out and hike our trails. I know the guys are working hard to get them all cleaned up, especially after the storm. But with that change in weather, we'd love to come have you guys come out to our trails and do a little bit of hiking as well.
That was Danica Cox joining us on today's J.J. Nickton Company In Touch with Southeast Iowa program to talk about their Better Birder workshop, as well as other events going on through Henry County Conservation. J.J. Nickton Company, serving the communities of Southeast Iowa for more than 100 years. I'm Nick Pett with KCII News.